Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, we're back at it. And if you have issues with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know what could be ailing, Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, will help you do just that. We'll give you that information as Dan analyzes your vehicle on the radio. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well this morning. Okay. I hope you are, too. You guys have a good week at Lloyd's.
A good busy week, that's for sure. Yep.
What are folks coming in for? General stuff?
We've seen some rain stuff.
Yeah.
Some rain-related issues. So that's been going on. And, you know, some of the heat stuff hasn't quite ended yet. But people are starting to think of back to school. With their kids and their cars and getting cars ready for fall.
Yeah, and I was looking at the forecast and I mentioned that we could get, and I'm going to ask you this question in a second here, 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight. But in the meantime, if you have any kind of a car question, don't wait, Dan. We'll be with us till just about 7:45. So don't hesitate. If you have any kind of a car, truck, van question, send a text, not call. Just a text. That number is 651-989-9226. Dan, I mentioned it earlier, the huge amount of engineers are working on our phone system. And one of these days we'll actually have it back. But in the meantime, send Dan a text, 651-989-9226. You and I over the years have talked about this. Some folks see some standing water in the street or highway, and they thought, oh, I could make that, no problem. Let me just forge right through it. Unfortunately, in some cases, their vehicle is not amphibious. What's an issue? What kind of problems can that cause?
Well, you know, first of all, it's kind of fun to be able to talk about rain-related
issues. Isn't that
true?
Yeah.
But, you know, the trouble with going through a deep puddle is, well, first of all, if you're going at a significant speed, you'll get the hydroplaning of your vehicle, which means the tires actually lose contact with the ground and end up floating on the water. And, of course, when you're floating on the water with rubber tires, you have no control of the vehicle at all. And so that's a very dangerous situation. And the other thing that can happen is on, I wouldn't say most cars, but many cars, the air intake for the engine, the place where the air comes into the engine, and that's an important component in combustion, is air. But that is located down close to the front bumper, down near the front bumper. And so you go through a big puddle that goes over your bumper, and your car will ingest a big gulp of water. It's designed to ingest a big gulp of air. And when you stick water on the inside of your cylinder, that's going to just cause a big problem because the engine can't compress that water. It can compress air, but it cannot compress water. And so you end up damaging your engine. You bend a stuff. You bend a connecting rod, or you ruin valves, or you do something to the inside of the engine that is catastrophic. And it actually destroys the engine. So that's a big deal. I warn people, do not attempt to go through a puddle that gets higher than your bumpers, because you're asking for trouble if you do that.
Yeah, and in many cases, you don't know how deep that the water is.
Well, that's true. You don't always know, but when in doubt, be conservative.
Yeah.
And check it out. Go check it out and see if, you know, maybe watch other vehicles that are going through it. But I think the measure is, do not go through water that goes above your bumpers, because you're going to get trouble.
And we may be doing that very thing tonight, as I said, with 1 to 2 inches predicted overnight here in the Twin Cities. We'll keep apprised of that. Let's see. Here's a text that says a 2003 Ford F-250 that the blinker constantly clicks. Texter says, I have heard it could be a problem with the multifunctional switch. Any ideas?
Well, that would be a common problem. And with a multifunctional switch, what they're talking about is the turn signals, the headlights, and the wipers, the multifunctional switch. And it's a common problem with Ford vehicles, and we replace them frequently. And it's good news is it's not a significant repair. It looks like it's complicated to get to it by taking all that plastic covering off, but actually it's pretty simple to get to it, and it's also pretty simple to replace.
Your car care question via text for ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Our phone number is 651. Well, it's our text number, actually. Which used to be the same, but that's another story. 651-989-9226. Text questions only for Dan Burns at 651-989-9226. Here's another one. Came out to a dead battery. Door lock, unlock would not even work. Tested the battery. Read 12 volts. Check connections, still nothing. Put in a new battery, which also read 12 volts, and voila, back in business. Why would the old battery read 12 but still not work?
Well, you know, you need voltage and you need amperage, and a battery will read and often does read 12 volts, but there's no amps behind it. And you know what I compare it to is a garden hose, Denny. The voltage is the volume of water or electricity that flows through your system. The amperage is the pressure. So you can have volume. I mean, it can be there with 12 volts, but there's no pressure behind it. There's no amperage to support that. And as soon as you go and try and draw some amperage out of it, if you would continue to monitor the battery, when you turn the key to the start position, you'd find that it goes to just a few volts because there's no amperage behind it. You need both. That's how you measure a battery, is by testing the amount of amperage that you can draw out of the battery while being able to maintain 12 volts.
That's an interesting analogy. That makes sense, comparing power to amperage. Interesting. All right, let's do this. We need to take a quick break, Dan, but we have more texters coming in at 651-989-9226. 69 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Again, overnight, still predicting 1 to 2 inches of rain. You stay tuned to News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. 69 degrees in the Twin Cities. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s for daytime high. 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight here in the Twin Cities. You've joined our car care show. Denny Long here along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which Dan is located exactly where on beautiful Grand Avenue.
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
All right, very good. And if you have any kind of a car care question, send it to via text right now, because Dan takes his leave about 7:45 or so. Our number is 651-989-9226. We'll get you Dan's phone number, too, before he leaves us today. A lot of electrical type of questions this morning, Dan. Interesting. Here's another one. This is about truck lighting. It's a 2014 Dodge Ram Pickup 1500. The truck has LED taillights and turn signals. The rear lights and signals have 15 electronic elements in each unit. A few of these elements are not working. This sets off a notice on the dashboard of, quote, turn signal out. Is there a way to repair these individual elements, or do I need, Texter says, to replace the entire signal unit for $355?
Well, they've done the research, so apparently they already know the answer. I will just confirm it. Yes, you do need to replace that whole unit, those LED little fixtures are not serviceable, and so the whole assembly needs to be replaced. And that's a bummer, because back in the day we used to just put a bulb in there and light it back up, but that's not the case anymore. And because the vehicle is capable of monitoring when those lights aren't all working properly, it sends off the warning on the dash, which makes it pretty hard to ignore.
Okay. We were talking last week, I think it was, about cleaning the interior of our car windows, and there's always seems to be a haze on there because of off-gassing or whatever the case may be, and it's hard to get rid of, it seems like. But this texter wants to know, what was the cleaning product we were talking about? We were talking about a couple of different things. In fact, one of our listeners, Dan, as you might remember, suggested this Mr. Clean, these little pads you use with water. I haven't tried that. I was going to, but I've got my windshield pretty clean just doing the old Windex trick. And I know 3M makes a product, too, as far as cleaning.
You know, sometimes even just a soapy solution of Dawn first, which doesn't really leave the window clean and clear, but it takes all of the oily and chemical-related residue off, and then to finish off with Windex or something like that, some sort of window cleaning product to get rid of the soapy film, sometimes works out pretty well too. But sometimes some of the chemicals that are the spray chemicals that you use aren't strong enough to get through the oily and chemical related residue that's on the window.
I did try, speaking of the Dawn thing, Dawn and water, I did do that and then finished off with Windex. That did pretty good. Then I also read that vinegar and water is a good cleanup for the greasy stuff.
I've heard that before, too. I've watched people do that on my home windows, and it seems to work great. So that's probably another good idea.
That'll next week. Another project I have in mind. All right. Another question says this, 2017 Ford Explorer. When I turn on my AC for the first time, it smells musty. I've replaced the cabin filter, but the problem still persists. What do you think, Dan?
Well, it is musty. There's something going on inside that heater box, and there's a spray, actually, a Lysol-type spray that you can get at the car parts store, and they will, and it's aerosol that you turn on your air conditioning system and you introduce this somewhere, either out under the hood through the air intake or down under the dash through the air intake, and it gets in there and it kills that moldy, musty growth that's going on inside your heater box. And it actually works pretty well. We've done it several times at Lloyd's, and it works pretty well. So go get a can of that and follow the directions carefully, because they'll tell you to put the fan at a certain speed, and then they'll tell you where to look for the place that you're going to introduce it and spray it into the heater box.
Okay, let's see. This text comes from Jim from the Victory neighborhood, Minneapolis. Love listening to the show. Thank you, Jim. Jim has a 2007 Kia Optima. Headlights are dim. My mechanics in Robbinsdale have tried treating the headlights to eliminate the film buildup inside. Do you have any ideas? I mean, you and I have talked about the outside being correctable, but what about the inside?
Well, I think if you have a film or some sort of residue happening on the inside of the headlights, I don't think there's anything that you can do about that. There's no way to get to it to clean that off. We've talked about buffing the exterior of their headlights if the headlights have started to yellow, and that works very, very well. If you have some residue starting to build up on the inside of your headlights, I'm thinking that the headlights are no longer sealed. In other words, there's something wrong with the headlights that's allowing air and moisture and things to get inside. And if that's the case, I think the headlights need to be replaced anyway. So if you've got buildup happening on the inside, that shouldn't be happening because the headlight's supposed to be sealed. And if it's no longer sealed, you need to replace them.
And have you mentioned, and we've talked before, some vehicles, that's a pretty expensive proposition.
Well, it is. You know, it looks like a daunting task to take the front bumper off and get at the headlights to replace them. But in reality, when you get started on it and actually do the repair, the bumpers, the front and rear bumpers, come off pretty quickly. And with cars, many repairs that we do nowadays require us to remove the bumpers, and so we do it all the time, and I've gotten pretty good at it, and it's not that complicated.
Well, we'll let you and your crews do that. I'll just clean my windows.
Yeah, you clean your windows.
Okay. Hang on, Dan. We're going to have a look at that forecast. Rain is on the way. And we have more show to come and more text to talk about here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, I want to alert our listeners again. We have so many text messages this morning, and we appreciate those, that we're going to pick up on those we don't get as we open up the show next week. So just a word to the wise there. All right. Here's one. It says an 09 Merc Sable with 3.5 liter engine. Every so often, at 1,500 RPM while accelerating, car will stutter for a brief moment. Check engine light does not go on. Any ideas why the stuttering?
Well, when you're accelerating like that, that's when you're putting the most load on the secondary ignition system, the spark plugs, the spark plug wires if it has it, the ignition coils if it has those. And when you're on under load like that is when a misfire will show up, if it's going to show up. The good news is we can figure out what's going on because the vehicle is capable of counting those misfires on a particular cylinder, and we can check in with the computer and see if indeed the cylinder is, or a cylinder is misfiring. And if the cylinder is misfiring, then we can start to look at it and diagnose what the problem is. Is it a bad spark plug? Does a spark plug or a wire have a carbon track that's running down it, causing the spark to go to ground instead of going to the spark plug like it's supposed to? But the good news is it's not a complicated diagnostics. And to be honest with you, most professional technicians taking the vehicle for a drive would be able to tell you if it's a misfire or not.
Okay. Another electrical type of question. Both running lights are not working on a 1988 Ford F-250. Any ideas?
Well, if it's the rear running lights, we see lots of trouble in the wiring harness that, you know, the wiring to the rear taillights starts up at the front of the vehicle and it runs all the way down the frame. All the way to the back, and over time we'll find that corrosion is happening at a connection or in the middle of a wire that's been pierced, or sometimes they've had an aftermarket trailer hitch system put on them, and that can cause trouble. But at any rate, most often we find that something's going on along that long wiring harness that runs along the frame of the vehicle.
Okay. Let's see. Here's a 2019 Chevrolet. Doesn't say what kind. I cannot get the sync switch off. S-Y-N-C. What is that?
I'm not sure. The sync switch, which I'm not sure if it's trying to interface with your telephone, if that's the sync switch that they're talking about, or exactly what they're talking about. But I guess I can't give you a good answer to that because I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about.
Well, they may reply with further details on that. Here's a long overdue, I'll read just what it says here, a long overdue compliment to Lloyd's Automotive for our first visit last spring. We live in Eden Prairie, certainly worth the long drive to have our car tuned up. They were friendly and efficient, made us feel special, even had the opportunity to meet and visit with Dan Burns. We shall return. How about that? Unsolicited.
Well, that's I really appreciate that. And, you know, we do have a number of customers that drive a long ways and go past an awful lot of other shops to do business with us. And I just want everyone to know how much we appreciate that they appreciate the job that we try and do, and always know that we do try to do our best. And if ever it's if ever it's not adequate, well, then we'll take another swing at it and get it right for sure.
Absolutely. Know it well. So thank you for that. Let's see, we have time, and this is it for today. Don from Hinckley says, 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The check engine light came on again. It came on a month ago, and of course, when I took it into the dealer and they started it, it was off. The technician said it has to go through three different cycles, and it many times goes off. Some said it could be from a loose gas cap, but my Jeep does not have a gas cap. What do you think?
Well, I'm surprised that the computer did not store that code. So I think that that's where I would start, is I would maybe let someone else check and see if the code is stored in there. If the code is not stored in there, if it's not a significant enough check engine light to store a code, then my recommendation would be give it some more time until the light comes on and stays on. If the check engine light is on and I check your vehicle, I'm going to be able to find out what's going on and where the repair procedure needs to start.
Okay. Dan, we have to run. I'm going to save these text messages we did not get to and open up the show with those next week. Dan, thank you so much. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Good deal. Dan, thanks so much for your help, and you guys have a good week at Lloyd's, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Denny.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830 WCCO, 69 degrees right now.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.